tonight. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Layup. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with easy bucket.
Kearney High has turned the corner after one night start to the season by winning 8 of their last 12. But one of those losses came to the hands of Lincoln Southeast in their final regular season contest. It's the Knights and Bearcats coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcraft live from Lincoln Southeast High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Lincoln Southeast High School, the A7 District Tournament taking place here as the number 7 seed in the entire state, the number 1 seed here in the district, Lincoln Southeast, will be taking on the Kearney High Bearcats. These two teams, no strangers to each other. In fact, they got together just a week ago yesterday, a game played right here at Lincoln Southeast, won very comfortably by the Knights, 67-52. The Bearcats were not at full strength that night. They had a couple of players that were battling a knee injury, a wrist injury. A couple of non-starters were slowed a little bit. And probably a 15-point loss, while unfortunate, might give Southeast a little bit of a false sense of security here tonight, because Kearney High has been playing very good basketball since the first of the year. Been on a bit of a roll, have really battled throughout the course of action in the months of January and in February, and now as we move into March, the Bearcats certainly are going to be within striking distance tonight against Lincoln Southeast. In fact, I don't think Southeast is even the best team in this district. I think that honor would go to Norfolk, who lost their last two regular season games, and that is why they are not hosting a regional or a district tournament. So Kearney High, who lost by 15 a week ago last night, will return to the same court here, the scene of the crime, if you will, to take on Southeast, and they're going to hope that they can shoot the ball a little bit better than what they did 8 days ago as they take on the Knights, who come in with a record of 18-5 on the season. Bearcats at 9-14. This certainly is a game that they have a legitimate shot at winning and advancing into the district finals next week. We're going to take a quick break. When we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll give you our starters. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin first of all for Lincoln Southeast. They'll be the home team. They'll be in the home white uniforms with the black numbers and the old gold letters and trim. And for Southeast, Clayton Peterson will make the start. He is a 6'1 senior. Danny Clare, also a senior. He's 5'8. Luke Gifford, a 6'4 senior. Trey Beeman, 5'11 and a senior. B.J. Day, a 6'4 senior for head coach Jeff Smith. In fact, they have one sophomore and one junior on their roster of 14 players here in the district tournament. So, obviously, a very senior-dominated team here for Southeast. I don't think we'll see any of those underclassmen as they have 12 seniors who will hit the court tonight. For the Bearcats, the starters are the same starters we've had all season long. Damian Austin, a 5'6 senior that's averaging 15 points per ball game. Peyton Pocock, a 6'1 junior who is averaging 6.6 points a game. David Erickson, 6 foot tall senior who's averaging 5 points a contest. Dakota Schreiner, 5'11 and a senior. Schreiner is averaging 8.5 points a game. And the big man in the middle is Brian Arp. He is 6'3 and a junior. Arp is averaging 7.6 points per ball game. For head coach Scott Steinbrook. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. So Southeast and Kearney High getting together here in the A7 round number one. It'll be the district semifinals. The winner, of course, will take on the winner of our second game tonight between Lincoln East and Norfolk. We're going to step away, and we'll be back with more of our pregame coming up right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Again, Kearney High will be in their road black uniforms with the dark blue numbers. A little bit of white trim out there. Says Kearney across the front. And the Knights, of course, will be in their home white uniforms as they are hosting the A7 district tournament. The second matchup, as we mentioned, will have third-seeded Lincoln East taking on second-seeded Norfolk. That game will follow this one directly. As, again, the A7 district going on. And I think maybe Kearney High Well, it's going to be awfully close to having the Southeast fans outnumbered here at Southeast's own home court. They've got a pretty good contingent of folks that made the trip here from Kearney. And we'll see whether or not that helps spur the Bearcats as the parents, the adults on both teams, sit behind their respective benches all on the same side. We're kind of on the hinterland separating the two sides as we're right at midcourt here at Lincoln Southeast High School. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Well, we already have the girls' bracket already drawn for the girls' state basketball tournament. Kearney High, of course, will be making the trip back to Lincoln as they'll be the number 7 seed taking on Omaha Benson. That game will be at 3:45 on Thursday afternoon, and we will have that game for you, I assume, right here on ESPN 1460, or it'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Either way, we will have the game for you here on Platte River Radio as the Bearcats will make the return trip back to the Girls State Basketball Tournament as they're taking on Omaha Benson. So it'll be the Bearcats and the Bunnies on Thursday afternoon. Well, handshakes going on now. The Knights, of course, in their home white uniforms, says Knights across the chest. Kearney across the chest of the Bearcats, and we're just about ready to go here as Arp will be doing the jumping against Gifford, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Southeast. They've got first possession of the basketball. They'll work around the perimeter. Peterson has it. He's looking to the inside, but Pocock is able to shield Gifford away from the ball, so they'll work it around the perimeter, and with it here is going to be Claire. Claire gives it off left side. Drive on that right side. Day shot, no good. Day can't come up with a rebound. Gifford comes up with it. And now his missed shot is no good, and Schreiner will come out of there with the rebound. So after a couple of misses here for Southeast, Bearcats have their first possession of the game, and they'll kick the ball off on that left side. Erickson's going to drive, little jump stop. He'll kick the ball back out for Schreiner. Schreiner watches Austin cycle through as Southeast is going man-to-man. Now they'll hand it off to Austin. Damian Austin could have fired a three top of the key, but now he'll kick it left side for Pocock. Pocock working against the pressure by Peterson. Now works it back around for Erickson. Erickson gets it to the elbow to Arp. Arp is outside the lane. He's going to take it to the baseline. He's going to put up a little one-handed runner. It is no good. And the rebound coming out of there is going to be Lincoln Southeast. Claire got the rebound. They'll get it in the lane, but the shot is going to be blocked. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Erickson. Erickson has it. Erickson will give it to the elbow. Jumper by Damian Austin is no good. And another rebound taken out here by Southeast. That's Clifford Gifford, who snags the bound, and he'll hand the ball off here for Trey Beeman. Beeman will kick now for Peterson. Peterson now will skip it. Nice backdoor cut. Dexter pass is going to be kicked out of bounds by Arp. And so the Knights will inbound it on the baseline. Nice skip pass, and open underneath was Gifford, and Gifford tried that extra pass to try to get it to Day, but it's kicked out of bounds by Brian Arp. So the Knights will inbound it. They get it in the lane, a bucket and the foul. They get it to Luke Gifford, and Arp puts his hands up like, going, what am I supposed to do there? As Gifford is going to be heading to the free throw line for the chance to finish off a three-point play as Gifford hit the shot. And Arp is going to be called for his first foul of the ball game, team's first as well. And the free throw was up and good for Gifford. And it is 3-0 Lincoln. Southeast has the lead as they'll kick it in that left side. There's going to be Erickson. Quickly, they're working around the perimeter to the Bearcats. Damian Austin now is going to fire a three. It is short, rebounded by Arp, and we've got a foul. And they're going to chant air ball, but Brian Arp will head to the free throw line after he pulled down that offensive rebound. And now he'll go and shoot two. So Arp steps to the stripe, and he'll have two free throws coming up here. He bends the knees, and the 44% free throw shooter misses the first of two. The foul, by the way, on B.J. Day is his first, the first foul called against the Knights here in the ballgame. Arp's second free throw is up, rolls around, and is no good. So Arp misses both of them. Gifford pulls down his third rebound, and quickly Beeman will work it now to the baseline for Day. Day working against Arp, little ball fake, lays it up and in. And B.J. Day makes it now 5-0 Lincoln Southeast with the lead. Schreiner has it top of the circle, gives it to Pocock. Pocock wanted the ball. He fires a three in rhythm. No good. Arp with the rebound. Takes it off glass, and Arp will make the putback. So Bearcats can't hit from the outside, but they do get the offensive rebound. And now B.J. Day will try a trail three, and he hits a three. So B.J. Day now with five in the game. It's 8-2. Bearcats down by six as they'll hand the ball off here for Schreiner. Schreiner gets in the lane. Pocock, a little runner, shot no good. Arp with the rebound. A lot of contact. Falling down, is able to get the ball back out here for Pocock. He'll kick it out for Erickson. Erickson will try a three. It's no good, and rebounded by Day. So Day snags the bound, and in the offensive zone comes Southeast. Off of a screen, Claire is going to kick into the corner. There's Peterson. His three is in and out and then back in. Timeout, Kearney High. 11-2. Southeast has a nine-point lead with 5:04 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout, Bearcats. We'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, Lincoln Southeast, 2-for-2 from the three-point line here in the first quarter, and it kind of forces Kearney High to call the timeout. They trail at 11-2, 5 minutes to go. And they've been hot, has Southeast. They've shot over 50% from the field. Now Schreiner, he's going to try a three. That is short. And the rebound is going to be taken out by Pocock. Pocock works it back around the perimeter, gives it for Damian Austin. Austin is hit on the body. No foul called. And Austin shot no good. Rebounded by Day. Day will help get it up ahead to Danny Claire. And Claire's going to lay it up and in. So in transition, Southeast will push that lead out. A little bit of contact again, but no foul. Austin has used up his dribble, and he'll get the ball to Pocock. Pocock kicks it for Erickson. At the elbow, they'll give it to Arp. He'll work it around the perimeter, and here's a three-pointer by Damian Austin. It's no good, and Claire pulls down the rebound. Kearney High has now missed five three-pointers. They're 0-for-5 from behind the arc, and now a foul on the inside on Kearney High, and that'll be on Damian Austin, his first. So Bearcats 0-for-5 from behind the three-point line. Southeast right now 2-for-2. Now inbound the ball here for Claire. Claire looking at a 2-3 zone. We'll kick it off on the right wing here for Peterson. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. His second three-pointer of the quarter, and Southeast has yet to miss outside the arc. They lead it 16-2. We're at the midway point of quarter number one. Bearcats need to find some way to get some points and cool down the Red Hot Knights. Arp has it in the lane. Will kick it out to the elbow. Erickson now gives it for Austin, who will drive the baseline. He loses the ball out of bounds. And that'll be the Bearcats' first turnover of the game. In for the Cats, going to be Austin Mishu and also Brian Birchall. Birchall and Mishu both had some injury issues a week ago. Bad knee for Birchall, probably a meniscus tear that they'll just let be for now. And Austin Mishu had a sore wrist a week ago. Claire has it in the offensive zone. He's picked up man-to-man here by Damian Austin. Off of a screen, they get it to Gifford. Gifford doesn't want to shoot over top of Pocock. Now off of a screen, Peterson has it. Birchall, great job fighting through a screen to put pressure on Peterson so he couldn't shoot. And now a little hesitation move. A 15-foot jumper on the left side, no good. And Birchall's able to pull down the rebound. So Birchall pulls down the rebound, and Southeast has missed four shots inside the arc, but is perfect from beyond it. Driving here is going to be Birchall. Birchall will kick into the corner. Pocock will hit a three. First of the ball game for Kearney High. First points for Peyton Pocock. He now makes it 16-5. And in transition, a trail three up no good for Gifford. And Arp will pull down the rebound. And Arp has it stolen away. Coming up with it. Awkward with the shot is going to be Gifford. Gifford's shot won't fall. Day will pull down the rebound, and we've got a whistle. That's going to be a foul here on Kearney High. And that'll be a foul on Damian Austin. Austin and Arp were both down there. I thought maybe they were going to call Arp for the foul, but they gave it to Damian Austin. That's going to be his second. Arp's coming out of the game. Brady Johnson reports for duty for the Bearcats. And the ball's going to be inbounded around the perimeter. They get it to Day, who will kick it off left side. Claire was open for the three, but he's not a shooter. Brady Blazek checked in a moment ago. He had his hands on the ball momentarily. Now he gets it back. He's between the circles. And now they'll get it at the free throw line here for Gifford. Gifford finds a backdoor cutter. It's going to be laid up and in by B.J. Day. Day with seven in the game. Give Gifford an assist with a great pass from the free throw line to the low block. Mischu will kick the ball top of the circle here for Birchall. Birchall gives it to Mischu. Great pass to Mischu to Johnson. Johnson will take it off glass and score. Brady Johnson got a great pass inside, and it's now 18-7. Kicked out here for Gifford. Gifford will give on the right wing for Claire. Danny Claire looks to the inside, skips it to the left. Taylor Richards, he'll dump it to the low block to Day. Day gives it out. Driving is Blazek. Blazek will rattle it in. He used the whole rim on that one. Hit the front of the rim, then bounced on the back, rolled around, and falls. It's now 20-7, Southeast with the lead. Minute 33 to go. Left side, Pocock has it, and he'll kick the ball to the right wing for Damian Austin. Entry pass here by Birchall, gets it inside for Johnson. Johnson's shot won't fall, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Luke Gifford. So Bearcats missed the shot, and now on the right wing, three-pointer, no good over there, and a foul in underneath. That's the first miss outside the arc here for Lincoln Southeast. Southeast didn't know what to do, so they committed the foul on the rebound. And that will be on Blazek, his first. That's only the second foul called against Southeast. Bearcats have been called for three, but two of those were to Damian Austin, who will bring the ball across the timeline. They cannot afford to take him out of the game. They'll get it to back to Austin. Austin gives it out here for Peyton Pocock. Pocock to Austin Mischu. Mischu is picked up there defensively. He'll kick now right side. Open for the three is Birchall. Birchall's three won't fall, and we've got a foul away from the ball. I think it's going to be on Southeast. Yeah, it's going to be an elbow that they're going to call on Southeast with rebounding position that's going to go against Blazek. That'll be his second. So Kearney now is 1 of 8 shooting from behind the arc. But the Bearcats will keep possession here thanks to that foul call away from the ball. Damian Austin will kick it in for Birchall. Birchall gives it to Austin. Austin will drive, bounce pass, laid up and in by Johnson. Great pass by Damian Austin. And rolling through the lane was Brady Johnson. He has 4 of Kearney High's 9 points. They trail it 20-9. 33 seconds left. Steal here by Damian Austin. Austin with the steal, with the layup off glass. It's good. So Damian Austin with the steal and the layup. And Kearney High cuts the lead down to 9. It's single digits with 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And Jeff Smith gives his team some instructions, and they'll enter it to the low block, and it's going to be a turnover. They try to get it inside for Gerald Foster, and Foster had the ball knocked away. Now Damian Austin in transition will stroke in a 3. 5 straight points here for Damian Austin. 3 seconds to go. On the dribble, on the run is going to be Taylor Richards. Richards between the circles. His 3 is no good. And we have played 1 quarter. It's 20-14. Bearcats have cut the lead down to 6. We'll be back with the second quarter when we come back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here. Kearney High, 2 of 9, shooting from behind the arc, Lincoln Southeast. Cooled down a little bit, but they still end up shooting 3 out of 5. Entry pass here for Arp as Kearney High has possession of the basketball to start the second quarter. They'll give it off here for Erickson. Erickson back out for Schreiner, top of the key. Five starters are back out there for the Bearcats, and Erickson will hand it off for Damian Austin. We'll give it off for Schreiner. Schreiner's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the rebound taken out by Peterson. So Peterson snags the bound. We'll kick on that left side. Trey Beeman will hit a three, and that is his first three-pointer of the game. So Southeast is shooting about 60% from behind the arc. Now over 60%. Here in transition, a 15-foot jumper up and good for Peyton Pocock. So Pocock is able to stroke it in, and it's now 23-16, that lead, to 7. They trailed by as many as, I believe, 13. And now the pass on the left side to Peterson. They'll work it around the perimeter. Right side, long jumper by B.J. Day. The three will not fall. And the rebound is in the hands of Dakota Schreiner. And Schreiner will slow it down. We're going to stop the action here. And holding his left elbow is going to be David Erickson. And I did not see what happened. Erickson, away from the action, got caught up with somebody. And he is holding that left elbow, and he is in pain. Austin Mishew checks in for him. Mishew has the ball on that left side. His pass is going to be deflected away, stolen out of there by B.J. Day. Day then has it stolen right back by Mishew. Mishew stayed with the play defensively, hustled back, and got the ball back here for Kearney High. 6.5 to go before halftime. Lob pass to the elbow. They get it to Brian Arp. They cycle through. Arp will drop step, take it off glass. It rolls. It's in. Brian Arp with 4 in the game, and it's 23-18. Kick left side, Clayton Peterson. Give it off for B.J. Day. Back to Peterson on the left side. And now back out for Day. Day fires a three. No good. And a rebound by Mishew. So Austin Mishew snags the bound. Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone. Austin will drive. Has it blocked. He landed. And that'll be a walk. Shot was blocked by Clayton Peterson. And so now Kearney High will give up the basketball. That's both a turnover and a missed shot, all in one fell swoop. 5:55 to go before halftime. Bearcats down only 23-18. They were getting buried early on, but they found a way to battle back in this one. Off of a screen, they get it to Danny Clare. Clare will fire a three. It's no good. And now Southeast has cooled down a little bit as Arp will pull down the rebound, his fifth of the game. And now Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone. He'll give right side for Mishew. Mishew doesn't want to shoot at the top of Gifford. He'll lob it instead off the fingertips of and Arp, and it goes out of bounds. Arp couldn't reel that one in, and that'll be turnover number 5 on Kearney High. And I'm not sure why we're not handing the ball to the Knights, but now they'll give them the ball. I didn't see anybody subbing in. But here come the Knights, slowly in the offensive zone. They lead it 23-18. Left side, Peterson has it. Schreiner, nice work there off of the pick and roll to get it to B.J. Day. Day's going to drive, and Day is fouled on the way in. I thought they might have been able to call Day for a moving screen when they started the high pick and roll from the three-point line, but instead they're going to call a hold on Brian Arp. That will be his first. Inbounded for Beeman. Beeman will get it to the elbow to B.J. Day, and they're going to reset the half-court offense. Clare has it. Bearcats right now going with a 2-3 zone here. They'll give it off on the right side for Gifford. And they are extending that zone. And now backdoor cut and a dunk. Coming through the back door is Luke Gifford. And Gifford will slam it home for the Knights. Nice pass there from Beeman to set up the dunk. Arp will give it back out for Damian Austin. Austin has it near the spiking line. We'll give it off to Mishew. Mishew has that left wrist taped up pretty tight. We'll give it off for Arp. Arp's going to kick it out for Schreiner for Damian Austin. Austin stepped through. He has his pocket pick, and that'll be a turnover. And trying to make the save, trying to make the steal, and then saving it, hoping that Kearney High could come up with it, was a hustling Austin Mishew. Mishew stepped on the baseline as he knocked the ball away and just kind of ran out of room. So 4:20 to go here before halftime. On the bounce, Danny Clare. Give it off on that right side for Peterson. Bearcats right now going man-to-man. They're kind of mixing up the defense. And Peterson at the low block will kick it out for Trey Beeman. Beeman will help work it around with it as Peterson. Peterson working against Schreiner, comes off of a screen, dribbles top of the key, throws it in the lane. Nice pass. And pivoting and scoring is going to be Luke Gifford. Once they snapped it from the top of the key down to the low block, Gifford with the pivot, and he makes it 27-18. Once that pivot was there, he was right in front of the hoop. Here on the left side, three-pointer up and good for Peyton Pocock. Pocock caught it in rhythm. He pivoted as well, and now on the drive is going to be Trey Beeman, and Beeman, before the shot, is going to be blocked by Pocock, who got back on the defensive end, and he'll be called for his first foul. Five fouls now against Kearney High. Three have been whistled against the Knights. Southeast will inbound on the baseline. Tossing in is going to be Luke Gifford with 3:35 to go. Schreiner comes out of the game, and checking in here is going to be Brian Burchell. Entry pass down low for Gifford, and Gifford will be fouled. And he's able to lay it up and in. It will fall, and he'll have a chance for the three-point play. Again, a nice entry pass, and the foul is going to be called on Burchell, his first. So Southeast now in the bonus. And at the free throw line, Luke Gifford to try to finish a three-point play to add to a 29-21 lead here for Lincoln Southeast. Checking in for the Knights as well is Gerald Foster. And Foster is not going to get pushed around. Let's just say that. He is a considerable force at 6'3", and he might be even heavier than Brian Arp, who's backing him in. And that, by the way, is saying something, because Arp is a big, strong kid. Damian Austin off of a screen. Well, they'll get it now to Arp on that left side. Ball fake here for Brian Burchell. Burchell enters it in for Arp. He'll work against Gerald. His shot is up, and good, and he's fouled. Brian Arp, athletic move in the paint. He's got six in the game, and now he'll go to the free throw line as he was hit on the arm. And that will be on Foster, his first. So Arp, as we mentioned, 44% free throw shooter for number 55. The free throw is up, rolls around, and good. So he's one out of three from the free throw line here in the ball game. 30-24. Bearcats, it looked like early on, might get run out of the gym, but they've been able to battle their way back in it. Left side, Blazik gives it top of the circle for Danny Clare. Clare gives it right side for Beeman. Off of the screen, they kick it into the corner, and they'll reset the offense. Snap pass goes off the hands of Gerald Foster. He's able to tip it out for Blazik. Back out to Blazik. They look inside for Foster. They'll kick it out. Here's Beeman for three, and Trey Beeman living up to that first name, stroking in a Trey. 33-24. Bearcats down by nine again. Driving, being bodied up there is Burchell, so he'll kick it out for Mishu on that left wing. Mishu gives it to Damian Austin. Austin is picked up there defensively by Beeman. He'll dribble off to that left elbow. 15-foot jumper will not fall. And snagging the rebound is going to be Gifford. So Gifford pulls down the bound. They get it down low. Shot off glass. Rolls around and good for Brady Blazik, who now has four in the game. Hand off here for Burchell. Burchell will give left side for Austin Mishu. Minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats trail at 35-24. Off of a screen, three-pointer good for Damian Austin. Austin elevates and now has eight in the ballgame. Kick side left wing for Blazik. They'll work it around the perimeter. A little drive here by Gifford. Gifford from 15 feet away, fade away, no good. Rebound taken out by Pocock. Pocock will pull down the rebound. Give it up for Austin. Damian Austin will drive, and Damian Austin will score. Five straight points here for Damian Austin. He kind of started the comeback for Kearney High with 5 points in the first quarter. Now he's got five here in the second, and the lead is down to six as we've got a minute six to go. Left wing, Clare looks to the inside. Posting up there is going to be Foster, but they'll work around the perimeter instead. Beeman doesn't want to shoot over the top of Pocock. Now he'll drive it to the baseline. Little one-handed runner up high and good. And Trey Beeman now with eight in the game. 45 seconds to go before halftime, and I think Kearney High will try to work the clock and have the final possession here. Maybe not, because they set up shop a lot more quickly than I thought they would. They give it to Pocock. He'll give it right side for Arp. Off of a screen to Mishu. He's got it top of the key. 30 seconds left. Off of a screen, Mishu will drive with that left side. Jump stop. He's out of the lane, so he's not really in trouble. He lost it. Gets it back. Will step through. Layup, no good. And rebound taken out there by Foster. A good look there. The opportunity presented itself for Kearney High. And now will be Southeast that will work the clock for the final shot. That was a good take there by Austin Mishu. He just didn't make it. Little runner. Now the tip. No good. Rebound by Arp. And Arp will give it out. Kearney High will try a three-quarter court shot that is off the mark. And that will do it for one half of basketball. And Lincoln Southeast has a 37-29 lead over Kearney High. And we'll take a look at our halftime numbers when we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast as the Dance Cans performing here at halftime, where Lincoln Southeast has a 37-29 lead over Kearney High. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. So here at the intermission, Lincoln Southeast has the lead, 37-29. And again, they start off with a great start. They ran out to an 11-2 lead in the early stages. Kearney High forced to call the timeout. The lead eventually got out to, I believe, 12 or 13, but then Kearney High was able to cut the lead down to 4. And then again, Southeast pushes lead back out in the second quarter. A 5-0 run by Damian Austin, and now Kearney High is down by only 8 here at intermission, 37-29. As Southeast has cooled down a little bit, when they built the lead, the two times they kind of built that lead out, they were shooting pretty good from behind the arc, and they have cooled down a little bit since then. And right now, Kearney High finds themselves trailing here, 37-29. And we'll total up some team numbers here in just a little bit. But scoring right now for both teams, individual numbers, Damian Austin leading the way for Kearney High. He's got 10 points at intermission. Peyton Pocock, he has 8. 4 points for Brady Johnson off the bench, and Brian Arb has 7 in the game. For Lincoln Southeast, very balanced scoring, but leading the way is Luke Gifford. Gifford has 10 points and 6 rebounds. Trey Beeman has 8 points, all of those coming in the second quarter. B.J. Day did most of the damage in the first quarter, where he had all 7 of his first half points came in that first quarter. Clayton Peterson stroked in a couple of threes in that first quarter. He has 6 here in the first half. Danny Clare with 2, and Brady Blazik off the bench has 4 points here at intermission. Once again, your halftime score, Lincoln Southeast leads at 37-29. We'll try to take a look at some of the numbers that we have for you in terms of team numbers when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No,
turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. The Knights right now have the halftime advantage over Kearney High. Your score, 37-29. Here at the break, and we'll remind you, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't forget that going on right now, we have the state wrestling duels going on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Earlier, right here on ESPN, you heard Kearney High finish third in the state wrestling duels. Congratulations to the Bearcat wrestling team, an outstanding finish there. Gave Grand Island everything that the Islanders wanted. The Islanders did come away with the Class A Wrestling Duels State Championship, and nobody got close to Amherst earlier today, as the Broncos, not only did they get the traditional team scoring for the state wrestling tournament that was in Omaha, but they also ran away with the wrestling duels today as well. Congratulations to the Broncos, as no other team in Class D has ever won the state wrestling duels besides the Amherst Broncos. Congratulations to them. Here, 37-29, Lincoln Southeast leads by 8. And unofficially, some numbers for you. Both teams have taken pretty good care of the basketball. Kearney High has turned the ball over 6 times, and Lincoln Southeast has only turned the ball over 3 times unofficially. I have both teams being just dead square when it comes to rebounding. Both with 13 rebounds here in the first half. And three-point shooting, I haven't finished the two-point numbers yet, but three-point shooting. Kearney High warmed up as Southeast cooled down a little bit. Southeast, 5 of 11 from behind the arc. So they're shooting about 45%, which is awfully good. Kearney High right now, 4 of 13, so they're about 35% or so. So they started off being 0 for about their first 5, and now they're 4 of 13. From behind three-point line, and Lincoln Southeast unofficially is 5 of 11 from behind the stripe. We'll total up some other numbers, and we'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We come back right after this. 1-2.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School, and some other numbers to kind of pass along to you. Lincoln Southeast, as we mentioned, from behind the arc, they were 5 of 11 here in the first half. Kearney High was 4 of 13. Bearcats shooting the ball pretty well, 8 of 16 unofficially here in the first half, and let me stress, unofficially. And for Lincoln Southeast, I had them being 10 of 18. So even though 50% is pretty solid, Lincoln Southeast is 10 of 18. And so they're over 50%, and they're at 45% in terms of three-point shooting as well. So, again, both shooting statistics favoring Lincoln Southeast. Southeast also a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line, where the Bearcats are now 1-of-3 from the line. Neither team getting to the line a whole lot here in the first half, as both teams playing it pretty clean, not causing, not falling victim to a lot of turnovers, and certainly – Neither one of these two teams committing very many fouls in the first half. So foul trouble, not real strong for either team. However, it is worth noting that Kearney High's Damian Austin does have two fouls here at intermission. So if he picks up a quick foul or two, that could be a major concern here for the Bearcats, who find themselves trailing here at intermission by a score of 37-29. Good opportunity to talk a little bit about girls' state basketball as the brackets were officially announced early this morning. And Kearney High will be the number 7 seed. They'll be taking on Omaha Benson at Pinnacle Bank Arena Thursday at 3:45. We'll have that game for you either here on ESPN or on our sister station Classic Hits 98.9 FM. In Class B, Northwest will be the number 1 seed. They'll be taking on Sydney at 9 a.m. Holdridge will be the number 3 seed. They'll be taking on York at 8:45. In Class C1, top seed will be Minden at 25-0. They'll be taking on Lincoln Lutheran. That's not an easy draw for a 1-8 matchup. And that game will be at 9 o'clock, and that'll be on our network of stations as well as Kearney Catholic at 3:45, taking on Wahoo Newman at 3:45 from the Sports Center. And again, we'll have that game for you either on ESPN or on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. In Class C2, we'll be covering St. Cecilia, the number 2 seed. They'll be taking on DCS, Douglas County. I can't remember who DCS is, but they'll be taking them on in a matchup at 2 o'clock. And then also we'll be following Giltner, the number 2 seed in Class D2, as they take on Crawford. Once again, your halftime score, it is Lincoln Southeast with a 37-29 lead over Kearney High. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And I figured it out. It's Dundee County Stratton, DCS in Class C2. That's who St. Cecilia will be playing. But again, we'll have a coverage of at least 7 different teams Thursday on our network of stations at the Girls State Basketball Tournament, including Kearney High. It will be Southeast Basketball to start the second half. They lead it 37-29 as they'll kick it off on the right side here for Trey Beeman. Beeman works it around. And pretty good pressure put on there. And Arp knocked the ball loose. He's going to dive on it at midcourt. And he called for a timeout, I believe. Nope. I think he was asking for it, but he wasn't able to come up with the basketball cleanly after he made the steal and kind of tripped over one of the Southeast players' feet. But that will be a Southeast turnover because the possession arrow is pointing to the Bearcats. So we'll move the arrow, and Kearney High will get the basketball as their starters are out there. Here to start the second half, that'll be Austin, Pocock, Schreiner, Erickson, and Arp. And Pocock has it now right side. Now they kick it left side for Schreiner. They give it off here for Damian Austin. Austin will elevate from 15 feet. Shot's no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be B.J. Day. So Day can snag the rebound here. And that pass on the left side is going to be knocked away from Luke Gifford. And they're going to call a foul on Pocock. Reaching in there and committing his second personal foul. First team foul here of the second half. Check that. That's going to be Pocock's third foul. I must have missed one in the first half. So he's got three. So he's got three fouls. Damian Austin has two. On the left side, Trey Beeman will dribble now to the top of the circle. He'll kick right side here for Claire. Claire on the drive, kicks as the pass is going to be deflected there by Erickson. Now slow things down for him as they'll reset the offense. Now they get it in the lane. A little runner here by Day. Day shot no good and rebounded by Schreiner. So Schreiner will pull down the rebound. And they'll kick it out for Pocock. Pocock gives it off for Erickson on the baseline. Kicks it now for Schreiner. Right side, Pocock's going to fire a three. It is no good. And another rebound here by Gifford. So Gifford pulls down the rebound, and on the run is going to be Beeman. Beeman is shut off, so they'll kick it out. So Gifford will try a three. It's no good. And a long rebound taken out by Clayton Peterson. So Peterson will pull down the rebound, and they'll snap it off on the right side here for he gave it away. Now they snap it right back to him. He's going to kick it off on that left side, and the three-pointer is good for Danny Clare. Well, Clare has hit a three-pointer. Just about everybody that's been in the game for Southeast has hit at least one. On the baseline is going to be Schreiner. They'll kick it back around. Now Schreiner has it. They'll give it to Damian Austin, who was posting up. They'll give it to Erickson, top of the key. He'll fire a three. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Arp. That'll be his second. So Pocock, three fouls. Damian Austin with two. Brian Arp with two. So three starters for Kearney High with multiple fouls, and the Bearcats will put a little token pressure on here. Beeman will kind of hook pass it, get it up ahead here for B.J. Day. Day's going to step up and rattle in a three in transition. The big man strokes it in. He's got 10 points in the ball game. That's his second trifecta. Across the timeline is going to be Damian Austin, 43-29, a 14-point lead here for Southeast. Left side, they roll it out there, and Damian Austin, he'll hit a three. He's got 13 in the game. That is his third three-pointer. He is single-handedly keeping him in the game. Nice pass inside. Luke Gifford is going to lay it up with that right hand. It rolls in, and it's now 45-32. So Southeast answers back. Damian Austin will drive. Damian Austin all the way to the glass. Lays it up and in. He's got all 15 of his points with little spurts where he scores 5 points in the span of about 12 seconds. Three-pointer here by B.J. Day. No good. And we've got a foul on the rebound as it went out of bounds. I thought it was off of Kearney High. They're going to call a foul here on Damian Austin. That is going to be his third. And trying to tip it was Luke Gifford. So Gifford, who is a perfect 2-for-2 from the free throw line, will step to the line and shoot two. He's got a dozen points in the game. With 4:58 to go here in the third quarter, the free throw back the iron and no good for Luke Gifford. Birchall and Mishu checking back in here for the Stars. And all the guys on the bench will come up and high-five him. Pat him on the back. Second free throw coming up here for Gifford, up and good. So Gifford strokes in the free throw. So he goes 1 out of 2 on that trip. Damian Austin will give it left side here for a three-point attempt. His shot's no good. Rebound taken out by Beeman. So Beeman will pull down the rebound, and he'll dribble all the way, kick into the corner. There's Clare. Clare thought about the three, but he'll get it back inside for Beeman, and Beeman will take it off glass and scores. He's got 10 in the game. 48-34, again a 14-point lead. Arp has it on the baseline, takes it off glass, no good, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Luke Gifford. So Gifford pulls down the bound as Kearney High could not hit a shot down low. Long three-pointer, no good. Southeast gets the rebound, turnaround jumper, good for Gifford. So Gifford will hit it, and now we've got a timeout for Kearney High. Bearcats call timeout, down by 16. It is 50-34 with 4:08 to go here in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
We're back here at Lincoln Southeast High School. A little run here by the Knights to put the Bearcats behind the 8-ball. Well, behind the 16 ball, I guess, because they trail it 50-34. They're down by 16. And just like in the first half where they had to call the timeout to maybe cool down the Knights, Bearcats do the same thing here in the second. Kearney High right now passing around the perimeter. Pocock has it on the right wing. They'll give it off for Austin. Austin throws on the baseline for Mishu. Kicks it out, facing the basket. Making the catch is Birchall, and Birchall will stroke in the three. Well, because of the movement and because of the pass in from issue, they were able to kick it out, and Burchill got a great look at it. Whenever you're inside and you kick it out for that three, you've got a good look, and Burchill stroked it in. So Southeast works around the perimeter. On the right side is Claire. Claire is going to kick it out. Here's Trey Beeman for three. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, and he'll dump it off. And now slowing it down is going to be Peterson. So Peterson will do a little pick and roll. Gives it for Brandon Leopard, and he's going to lose the ball as it goes out of bounds. It's off of Southeast, and that'll be their fifth turnover. Kearney High with only six turnovers here in the game, with 3:10 to go in the third. So both teams have really taken pretty good care of the basketball. Burchill helps work around. Now left side, Pocock's got it. Gives it on the baseline for Brady Johnson, who stopped in during a stoppage. And they'll give it back out here for Pocock. He'll fire three on that left side. It's no good. It goes over the top of the glass and essentially out of bounds. So off of that miss, and Kearney High right now has missed five three-pointers. So they're 2 of 7 from behind the three-point arc here in the second half. Schreiner going to check back in here for Kearney High. And Bearcats will go full court pressure as it's inbounded by B.J. Day. Day will get in for Brady Blazek. He checked in, gives it back out for Day. Day on the dribble, brings in the offensive zone all the way through. Is not shut off, drives all the way in, gets the bucket and the foul. B.J. Day drives all the way in and will try to finish off a three-point play. He now has 12 in the game. And with 2:40 to go, the lead is back out to 15, and that'll be the first foul on Brady Johnson. And the free throw is good by Day. And again, Southeast is not doing anything to really open the door here for Kearney High. They're shooting the ball, taking care of the ball, and hitting free throws. Driving is Damian Austin. He'll kick it out. Schreiner is firing a three, and he'll hit the three. Dakota Schreiner, a nice little three-pointer. The Bearcats have hit three threes here in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Across the timeline, going to be Danny Clare. Claire's going to hand it off here for Blazek. Blazek will get a screen, and he'll take it now top of the key. They work around the perimeter. They give it to Clare. Backdoor cut. They're going to kick it out. Leopard will give it. Now he gets it back. Little give and go. Takes it off glass. No good. Blazek fighting for the rebound. Can't come up with it. Finally tracking it down is going to be Austin Mishu. Mishu comes up with it, and then he's going to be fouled. That was only the second two-point shot taken by Southeast here in the second half. As they've been, the only two-point shot they've missed, my apologies, as they have been shooting the ball very, very effectively. They are 6 of 11 shooting here in the second half. A little drive by Damian Austin, no good. The rebound by Johnson, but Johnson took an extra step. That'll be a turnover. So Johnson gets the rebound. But unfortunately, on his way to the basket, took an extra step in traffic. Minute 42 to go, third quarter, 53-40. Southeast is led by as many as 16, and they've got the ball right now in the hands of Brandon Leopard. He's being pressured by Austin Mishu. They'll get it back out here for Taylor Richards. Richards across the timeline. Southeast has used, I think, 10 different players here in the ball game for at least a few stretches. Driving is Blazek. Blazek passed down low. Gifford makes the catch. Gifford takes off glass, and Gifford will lay it up and in. He's got 17 in the game. And there's a minute 15 to go here in the third. Left side, Schreiner will fire a three. It is off the mark and out of bounds. And Kearney High is now 3 of 9 from behind the three-point line in the second half. So with the ball, Brady Blazek. Blazek will kick it up here for Taylor Richards. Richards, facing some pressure, is able to get it across the timeline with the pass to Luke Gifford. Gifford will hand the ball off here for Logan Beebe. This is his first action. They'll work it back out here for Taylor Richards. Richards gets it back out for Beebe. Beebe just kind of working around the perimeter. They're working the clock for the final 40 seconds, but there's a moving screen. And Erickson, I don't think it's full speed yet. He comes out of the ball game and not really moving that shoulder. I think he's got more of an injury than he wants to let on. The moving screen, by the way, is going to be on Brandon Leapard. That is going to be his second. And so 40 seconds to go on the bounce. Here is Damian Austin. Austin will stop, gives it top of the circle for Schreiner. Schreiner's pass inside for Arp, and it's going to be a hand check foul called on Danny Clare. That'll just be the third foul against Southeast here in the second half with 34.1 to go. And checking in is going to be Gerald Foster. Foster will come in for, they give it to Leapard. That is going to be his third. And they inbound it for Arp. Arp off glass is fouled. Nice inbounds plays. He came through. They set a screen for him at the high post. He came down to the low post on the other side of the block. And he's hit on the arm. So Arp is going to go shoot two free throws here after the foul was whistled on Luke Gifford. And that'll be the first on Gifford. So Arp at the free throw line. The free throw back of the iron and no good. So Arp's free throw off the mark. And again, the 44% free throw shooter, 46% free throw shooter will have another free throw coming up here. Trey Beeman checks into the game. He comes in for Logan Beebe. Now Arp handed the ball with 32.2 to go in the third quarter. His free throw is short. Rebounded out there by Richards. And he'll get the ball off for Beeman. 55-40. And Beeman across the timeline. Schreiner will pressure him a little bit. 5-second count is on. Now it's off as he backs out of some pressure. Beeman still working the clock. 16 seconds to go. Now backs out to reset the 5-second count. Off of the screen, he'll take it now left side. Beeman pulls up for a long jumper. No good. Rebound ripped out of there. Coming up with it was Burchill. Burchill comes up with it. Ball's knocked loose. Burchill gets it up ahead. Half-court shot by Damian Austin at the buzzer. It is no good. And so that will do it. For three quarters of basketball, a 15-point lead for Lincoln Southeast. They lead it 55-40. We're back after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats have some work to do. This is their largest deficit of the game. They trail it 55-40 as we start the fourth quarter, and Lincoln Southeast will have possession of the ball to start the quarter. So Bearcats are going to have to get very, very hot, and they only scored four field goals that entire third quarter. Three of them were behind the arc. Damian Austin trying to make the steal and does. Falling out of bounds, he's able to find Brian Burchill. So that'll be a nice turnover. Good start here. And Pocock will fire a three in transition. It is no good. And the rebound taken out here by Clare. So Clare snags the bound, and he'll bring in the offensive zone with 7.5 to go. He'll dribble to that right wing as they'll play kind of a low four set. They take everybody down to the baseline. And they'll get it off for B.J. Day. Day now will help work around the perimeter. They're trying to clear things out. And now cycling through Day. Day gets the pass. He'll flip it up. There's a block before the shot. And that will be a foul on Kearney High. That'll be on the body of Brian Burchill. That will be his second. Southeast will inbound underneath the basket. That's only the fifth team foul on Kearney High. The inbounds is going to be knocked away by Damian Austin. Austin diagnosed what was happening. They were trying to get Trey Beeman to roll through the lane, and we're going to have a hold called as getting his feet caught up and putting his arms around the offensive player is going to be Dakota Schreiner. So Schreiner picks up the foul, and that was just a loss of balance and trying to grab whatever he could to stay upright, and he committed the foul. Off of the screen, Beeman's got it. Throws it on that backside. Going to be knocked away. That's a Southeast turnover as Arp comes up with the ball. He'll get it up for Damian Austin. And Austin fouled on his way to the basket well before he put up a shot. And we're going to get a timeout here by Lincoln Southeast. 7:06 to go. Fourth quarter. Southeast calling the timeout, leading it 55-40. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. I don't think Jeff Smith was real happy with the energy his team was putting out there in the first minute of the fourth quarter, but he has to be happy with the score. It's still 55-40. Kearney High will bring in the offensive zone, and they get it to Schreiner. Schreiner kicks left side. Three-pointer by Damian Austin is up, no good. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by the Bearcats. And so Southeast will face some full-court pressure here by Kearney High, but they inbound it with no problems. Peterson gives it off to Claire. Claire's going to drive. Lobs it back here for Gifford. Gifford's going to drive, get the bucket in, foul. He now has 19 in the game. Will go to the free throw line to make it 20. And again, they broke the press very easily, did Southeast. And it resulted on a 2-on-1. And the one back there was a hustling Brian Arp, and he's called for his third foul. And the free throw rolls around and is good here for Gifford. So Gifford's got 20. And the lead is 18 for Southeast, 58-40. Left wing, Schreiner. Off of the screen, they'll get it to Brian Burchill. Burchill's pass knocked back to Burchill behind the arc. He'll kick left side for Schreiner. Schreiner picked up defensively, back it in to the elbow. Gives it out for Burchill. Burchill thought about the three, but he'll give it to Schreiner on that right wing instead. Nice pressure put on there by Claire. So off of a screen, driving here is going to be Burchill. Pass inside for Arp, and it's going to be a hold called on B.J. Day. And Day got a lot of basketball as that bounce pass was in there. He thought it was clean. I thought it was clean, but he's called for his second foul. And the Bearcats will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing in on the baseline. They'll get it between the circles to Peyton Pocock. And Pocock has a chance to shoot over top of Gifford if he wants to. He will. The three is no good. And another rebound taken out by Southeast. Claire snags the bound. Gets it up to Day. Around the perimeter we go. A trail three by Gifford. No, he's not going to pull the trigger. He'll give it off for Trey Beeman. Back around the perimeter. Back out for Day. Day now a step back three. That one will not fall. And coming up the rebound is going to be Schreiner. So Schreiner gets it back after giving it for Damian Austin. Austin's going to fire the three. That is an air ball that goes out of bounds. Well, Kearney High has hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers, but they're also missed 11. So they are 3 of 14 from behind the arc here in the second half. The 3 is the part of that number we like, but out of 14, Bearcats find themselves down by 18. And well, they need now some big buckets, so I'm not so sure that they can go away from that strategy now. Beeman's going to kick left side for Peterson. Peterson will give it top of the circle here for Day. Day will drive, kick it out here for Danny Clare. Clare enters it back inside for Day. Day will take it off glass, no good. And the rebound going to be taken out of there by Peyton Pocock. Pocock snags the bound and brings down the offensive zone. They get it to Arp. Arp's going to lay it up with that right hand. It's up and in. So Brian Arp, his first points here of the second half. He's got 9 in the ball game. Damian Austin pressuring the ball a little bit, but handling it and coming through there is going to be Claire, and we're going to have a foul that's called on Kearney High. And I think they're going to give that one to Damian Austin. Mischu and Austin were both there. They're going to give it to Damian Austin, and then for Damian Austin, that's going to be his fourth foul. And with 5:03 to go here in the basketball game, Bearcats are down by 16. 58-42 at the free throw line. Danny Clare hits the front end of a 1-1. That earns him the bonus. Ryan Burchill going to come in the game. Arp will come out. And Damian Austin, I don't believe, has been out of the game at all And I don't know why you would take him out, even though he does have those four fouls with only 5 minutes to play. The free throw was no good. Rebounded by Pocock. So Pocock with the bound. And Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone. He'll spin. He'll take it off glass, and he'll score. That was a brilliant move by Damian Austin, showing that quickness. He now has 17 in the game. On the dribble is Luke Gifford. Gifford on the dribble. We'll get it now on the baseline here for B.J. Day. Day will drive. Day shoots over the top of Birchall, and Day apparently collided with something wearing a black jersey, and he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. From our vantage point, couldn't really see the angle like the officials could, and Birchall's called for his third foul. B.J. Day's free throw is up and good. He's got 14 in the game, including going 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. And snagging the bound is going to be Austin Mishew. So Mishew pulls down the bound, and they'll hand it off to Pocock in the offensive zone. Off of a screen, driving here is going to be Austin. The three-pointer fired up by Pocock. It's off the mark, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Claire. So Claire in the offensive zone, working against pressure by Birchall. Now they'll just flip the ball back out here for Gifford. Gifford left side for Peterson. Peterson off the screen gives it to Beeman. 4:05 to go. Beeman stops at the elbow, leading it 60-44, and finds a backdoor open for Clayton Peterson, who gets the layup. Nice pass inside for Peterson, who pushes the lead out to 18, 62-44. Tough jumper in the lane here by Dakota Schreiner, and it's going to be a foul on the rebound called against the Bearcats. And I think they gave that to Dakota Schreiner. That's now going to be 10 team fouls on the Bearcats. Second personal foul on Dakota Schreiner. So to the line to shoot two is going to be Danny Clare. Clare 1 out of 2 from the free throw line here in the ballgame. And he will shoot twice. And the first one is up, rolls around, and is no good. Arp checking back in for the Cats. Austin Mishew will come out. And the Bearcats are going to make another substitution as Jake Waller is going to come into the ballgame. So Waller, Arp, Pocock, Schreiner, and Austin out there for Kearney High. Free throw rolls around and is good here for Danny Clare. 63-44. 3:48 to go. Hand off here to Waller. In there, in part because he's a pretty good outside shooter. And they'll get the ball to Peyton Pocock. Pocock, backdoor cut. Damian Austin trying to come up with it. Dakota Schreiner will kick it out. Waller will fire a three. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds on that left side. A nice look there for Waller, but it went to the left side, and allowing it to go out of bounds and screening everybody away from it is going to be Clayton Peterson. 3.5 to go here, and probably only 3.5 left in the season for Kearney High. They trail it 63-44. The inbounds pass can be knocked away by Schreiner, and I think Schreiner is going to be called for the foul, making contact with the back of Trey Beeman. So Beeman will go shoot two. He's got 10 in the game. This will be his first trip to the free throw line, as that's the third foul on Dakota Schreiner. And for Kearney High, they'll make a couple of substitutions after this free throw. It's coming up here by Beeman. It's up and good. Arp checking back into the game. And for the first time tonight, Trevor Leinbarger in the game here for Kearney High. 64-44, 20-point lead for Lincoln Southeast. And now the game is going to be Clayton Peterson. Second free throw coming up for Beeman. Blazik checked in for Southeast, and the free throw is up and good for Beeman. Beeman has a dozen in the game, and Taylor Richards will come in for him. And I doubt we see Trey Beeman back into the ballgame. Inbounded here for Damian Austin. Austin in the offensive zone. Off of a screen, will drive, will float. It's up and in. Got a devastating screen set by Brian Arp. Just erased the defender. Pressure put on, but Richards is across the timeline. He'll give it off left side for Danny Clare. Back out here for B.J. Day. Day working against Arp. will kick now left side for Luke Gifford. Gifford gives it on the left side for Taylor Richardson, for Richards, rather. And they'll give it on that right baseline. Working around is Luke Gifford. Gifford, with 20 in the game, gives it away as they give it off on the left wing. And around the perimeter with the dribble is going to be Richards. Richards will give it right side now for Claire. Entry pass down low, kicking it out, open for the three is B.J. Day. In and out, no good. Tipped back out to Day. Day's going to drive on the way to the basket, took an extra step. And that'll be a turnover here on Lincoln Southeast. And Southeast will make some substitutions as Logan Beebe checks in. Connor Schuth will be into the game for the first time tonight, and Gerald Foster into the game as well. Foster 6'3", and I think he's about 6'3" around. I mean, he is a big, strong kid. Left side, Damian Austin is going to fire a three. It's off the mark, and pulling down the rebound is going to be Beebe. So Beebe comes up with the bound, gives it to Blazik. Blazik on the run with 2:19 to go. Gives it right side here for Schuth, and they'll get the ball back out for Beebe. Beebe gets it inside for Gerald Foster. He's going to kick it out. Three-pointer here by Schuth, no good. And pulling down the rebound is going to be Damian Austin. So Austin comes up with it, and the pass on that left side is going to be deflected away from Schreiner and out of bounds. Bearcats will maintain the possession. Brady Johnson checking in to battle. So is Brian Birchall here for Kearney High. They'll join Waller, Austin, and Johnson. With the left, ball on the left side, Waller, he's going to fire a three, and he hits a three. Jake Waller strokes in the three-pointer and a timeout for Kearney High. Minute 55 to go here in the season for the Bearcats. They trail it 65-49. We'll take this timeout, brought to you by Joe Methy Shelton Insurance. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School. The Bearcats probably going to come up short tonight. They trail it now 65-49 with a minute 55 to go. Nice three-pointer a moment ago, though, by Jake Waller. And it bears mentioning that there's some pretty good talent that's going to be coming back next year. But, boy, Damian Austin, even though he's 5'6", is going to have some big shoes to fill. David Erickson, Dakota Schreiner. So three senior starters. Brian Birchall, who's about the first guy off the bench. So there's going to be some big shoes to fill here for Kearney High. But there's some talent coming back. And Waller certainly would be on that list. Ball is inbounded here for Logan Beebe. Beebe dribbles up and is able to make a nice pass to Blazik across the timeline. Bearcats trying to trap the ball, and we're going to have a kick here called against Austin Mischu. And Austin Mischu is pretty good at kicking balls, especially the soccer ones. Blazik will give it between the circles here for Beebe. Beebe will give it right wing for Schuth, and in the lane, leaning up and in, Richards, shot won't fall. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're just going to say it's off of Southeast. Could easily have called Taylor Richards for going over the back, but wouldn't have made a whole lot of difference. Kearney High might want the basketball instead of free throws. Waller checking back into the ball game, and so is Pocock. So across the timeline in a hurry here is going to be Austin. He'll kick it off right side. Three-pointer for Schreiner is no good, and the rebound is going to be outletted quickly here by Claire. Claire will get it up ahead here for Foster. Foster gets it inside. There's a shot and a foul called against the Bearcats. And that one will be on Pocock. That'll be his fourth. So minute 21 to go. And it's 65-49. Free throw up and good for Brady Blazik. And for Blazik, that's his fifth point of the ball game. He'll have one more free throw coming up here as Johnson checks in for Kearney High. Blazik at the line, fires the free throw, rolls around, no good. And Schreiner will pull down the rebound here for the Bearcats. Pass on that left side, Waller. as the ball knocked out of bounds by Blazek. Blazek's going, no, he was last to touch it. They could have very easily called Blazek for two different fouls on that. In any event, it will be Kearney High basketball. And the inbounds is going to be knocked away by Blazek. And Blazek will foul Damian Austin. That'll be his third. And that's now seven as a team on Southeast. So the front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Damian Austin. Austin has 19 points in the game. And Damian Austin, about a 77% free throw shooter, will have the front end of a 1-1 here. And the free throw is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. 20 points so far in his final game here for the Bearcats before he takes his talents, and I do mean talents, to Hastings College next year. Damian Austin at the free throw line, on the way and good. 66-51, minute 10 to go. Blazek down that far sideline, makes the bounce pass on the baseline, shot no good, offensive rebound, shot won't fall, another rebound in underneath. That one won't go for Schuth either, but Schuth will go line and shoot a couple of free throws. Well, hand-to-hand combat down in there. You could have given that foul to about three different guys. They settled on Peyton Pocock, and his junior year will come to an end as that is his fifth and final foul. Free throw up and good here. Excuse me, no good for Schuth. And in the game for Kearney High, Liebarger and Waller checking back in. The Knights will send Jace Anderson into the game for the first time tonight. And Schuth at the free throw line. Bends the knees, fires the free throw. It is up and good. And inbounded here for Damian Austin, 67-51. Austin on the drive in the final minute. He'll head to the line. A couple of Knights swatting at the ball, trying to knock it away, and somebody made contact with Austin Mishew. Anderson with a bit of a swipe. And they're going to give it to Schuth, who also was swiping at it, and it'll be his first. And Damian Austin at the free throw line hits another free throw. 22 in the game here for Damian Austin. Leading scorer for Kearney High his senior year, and the free throw is up and good. 55 seconds to go, and the foul going to be called here on Brian Birchall. Birchall, that was not going to be called an intentional foul, but it was. And I think that might be, I'm not sure why they did that, might be as much as anything so they could dump the bench, because that's exactly what's going to happen here. Is Beebe's going to go to the line and shoot two. The first one's no good. In for the Bearcats, Kyle Anderson. And Waller and Ryan, they're all in the game. Nice round of applause here. Checking in the ball game as well is Trevor Liebarger. And the free throw is up and good for Logan Beebe. Ball passed up on that right side. Behind the back dribble is Alex Harris. Harris gets it to Anderson. Anderson with 44 seconds left will give it out for Trevor Liebarger. And the ball goes out of bounds. Chris Langen in the ball game. Zach Ryan out there as well. So these young men getting opportunity to play in a district game. Ball inbounded here for Ryan. Ryan's going to kick it out. Penetration now by Kyle Anderson. Pass off the hands of Alex Harris. It'll be a turnover on the run here. It is going to be Beebe. Beebe on the way to the baseline loses the ball, and it's last touch by the Knights. 30.6 to go. We'll see if some of these young players who will be back again next year can get in the scoring column as Alex Harris brings in the offensive zone, and they'll give it off on that right wing. With it is from the elbow is going to be Chris Langen. Langen will take it back out. Little drive here by Harris. Harris is fouled on the way to the basket, and Alex Harris will go and shoot two with 16 seconds to go. Well, 68-53. Kearney's going to end their season at 9-15 on the year. They had a nice stretch in there, that's for sure. Free throw up and good. Up and no good. It's a little bit short. So it'll remain a 15-point ball game here. The Knights with the lead. And they'll take on either East or Norfolk. Second free throw by Alex Harris is up and good. And now Harris will pressure the ball. On the dribble here is going to be Sam Morris. Morris across the timeline. Give it between the circles here for Connor Schuth. Schuth is going to fire a three back of the iron and no good. He'll get the ball back, fire another three, tried to bank that one in. It would not fall, and that is your final. Lincoln Southeast with a 68-54 win over Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll take a look at the numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head coach of Kearney High. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Lincoln Southeast High School as the Knights end the season for Kearney High, a final of 68-54. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping your geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Lincoln Southeast to advance to the championship game Tuesday night on their home floor, as they had three players in double digits tonight. Leading the way was Luke Gifford. He had Gifford for 9 rebounds as well as 20 points in the ball game. 14 points for B.J. Day. Trey Beeman finished with a dozen. 8 points for Danny Clare. 8 also for Clayton Peterson. 5 for Brady Blazik. 1 point for Logan Beebe, and Lincoln Southeast, who led 37-29 at halftime, pushed the lead out to about 15 a couple of different times in that third quarter, and then really did not allow Kearney to come back in this ball game as they win it 68-54. For Kearney High, Damian Austin leading the way again tonight. He finished with 23 points, only player in double digits for the Bearcats. Brian Arp finished with 9 to go with 7 rebounds here in the ball game. 1 point for Alex Harris. Brian Birchall hit a three-pointer. He finished with 3 on the night. Jake Waller also hit a three-pointer. He finished with 3. Peyton Pocock with 8 points, all those coming in the first half. Dakota Schreiner with 3 points for the Bearcats. And Brady Johnson had 4 points in the first quarter, finished with 4 in the game. And Kearney High falls here by a final of 68-54. And again, I have not totaled up all the numbers here, but the Bearcats missed 15 three-pointers in that second half and hit 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So they were 4 of 19 from behind three-point line in the second half, and they were 4 of 13 in the first half. So they finished being 8 of 32 shooting the three-pointer. And again, they were kind of forced into that game. And that's really not not terrible shooting, really, to be honest with you. But unfortunately for Kearney High, it just was not enough here tonight as they fall 68-54 as Southeast shot even better than that overall from the field as the Knights win this one by 14. We'll take a quick break. We'll try to total up some more numbers, and we'll continue with more of the Misco Sports Postgame Show when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back. Again, we're hoping to be able to talk with Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. But again, when a team gets eliminated from either district or state, you know, it's very difficult to say goodbye to those seniors like Damian Austin and also starters David Erickson and Dakota Schreiner. And then again, Brian Birchall comes off the bench quite a bit. So there's some very important pieces to the puzzle that will not be back next season because they will graduate, and it's very difficult for coaches to just kind of bop in and out of the locker room after a team has been eliminated. So, and again, we talked before the game, Coach Steinbrook and I, and I certainly said that, you know, that's where they need to be. If that's the environment you find yourself in and you need to be there, that's where you should be. So we don't know if Coach Steinbrook will make it here for our post-game interview that we have after all of our games. This might be the one game that we don't have him come up and talk to us in this because, again, he's got some seniors and a few moments he'll be having with that team as they've been eliminated here. They fall 9-15 on the season, your final, 68-54. Now, again, unofficially, we did figure up the three-point shooting where Kearney High was 8 of 32 shooting the three-pointer. They hit three in the late stages of the game to kind of make those numbers seem a little bit better. But when they fell behind by as many as 20, that shooting wasn't really where they needed it to be. And for Lincoln Southeast, they didn't really shoot it a whole lot in the second half. They missed six and hit one. So they were, no, excuse me, they hit two. So they were 2 of 8 in that second half. No, actually, they fired those last two. So they were 2 of 10 in that second half. So 2 of 10 in the second half, and they were 5 of 11. So they finished being 7 of 21. So they shot 33% from behind the arc. It seemed like early on, that's when they built the lead. And then they got some buckets down low and were nearly perfect from the free throw line. And so Lincoln Southeast wins this one comfortably by a final of 68-54. And again, we want to remind you that we will have coverage of the Kearney High girls as they'll be making their trip back to Lincoln here on Thursday. Well, they'll be taking on Omaha Benson. The Bunnies are the number 2 seed. Kearney at 19-6 will be the number 7 seed, and they'll play at 3:45 over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we'll have that game for you on our network of stations, either here on ESPN 1460 or on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're not sure which one we're going to put it on because at the exact same time, Kearney Catholic will be playing against Wahoo Newman in the Class C1 quarterfinals as well. Also in C1, we'll be following